We are recording, and let's start. There was a very exciting agreement reached about a fire truck tonight. Do you want to explain for my listeners a little bit about what that was?
Yes. We are receiving our new fire truck in November. Unfortunately, our fire station to house that won't be ready when we receive the truck, so we're very excited to partner with Pro Energy Services, and they're allowing us to store the truck in their hangar out at our Sedalia Regional Airport until we have a space to actually keep it in. They're very gracious. They're doing it at no charge to us, but we always, as a city entity, have a formal agreement with anyone we do business with like that just to protect each party. But we're very excited they're willing to partner with us and allow us to house our truck there until we're ready to use it.
All right, fantastic. And I'm sorry, I should know this. Do you know when the fire station should be ready? Like, how long will you have to keep the truck out there?
It should be up and operational by mid-January.
Oh, so not very long.
No, not very long at all.
Fantastic. Okay, and then the point of contention tonight was the intersection, but it's going to remain the same. Will you just reveal a little bit about what brought this up?
Oh, sure. The intersection we're talking about is 10th and Winchester. Currently, we have a two-way stop sign on 10th Street, so the traffic on Winchester follows through without having to stop. It's been brought forward to our traffic advisory committee multiple times over the past few years to try and turn that into a four-way intersection or something else to slow down the traffic on Winchester. Each time they've made the recommendation to council to leave it as it is because the traffic flow isn't heavy enough to warrant it. There's also a uniform traffic codes that has a set criteria to meet to be able to put a stop sign of any kind in place and to put a four-way stop sign there. We do not meet any of the criteria for that. And council is very conscientious about following along with the traffic advisory committee because they are very diligent in what they do. And the city council also is. Many of them have all gone out there, observed the intersection different times of the day, different days for the past month. And we don't see that at this point it warrants adding a four-way stop there. That being said, we also are cognizant of the fact that there's going to be continued growth and development out there so that at some point we know this intersection will need to be readdressed, and we will certainly be happy to do that as the time warrants.
And also, I caught some discussion with possibly reviewing more intersections in town that might not. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. It was also brought up that, you know, since we're paying such close attention to this particular intersection, that it might be a time that we could do a survey of all the signs we have up in the city and make sure that they're still accurate and meet the criteria. Because it is a possibility there are some signs out there that maybe are not necessary, and it would be an opportunity to remove those. Now, if we would move forward with that, it would be a multi-year process. It is not something that would happen overnight. And, of course, then we would have to go through all the studies with each intersection. So it would be over a great length of time, and it would not be a noticeable change at any one time should we decide to move forward with that.
I think that's all I have. If you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about.
No, that's really about it. Those were our big things.